Alyssa Milano apologizes after calling herself a disabled, trans, immigrant, person of color. By Justin Caruso on March 11, 2019. Left-wing celebrity activist Alyssa Milano apologized over the weekend for causing offense after calling herself a disabled, transgender person of color in a social media post. The bizarre social media saga began when Alyssa Milano declared that she was celebrating transgender women on International Women's Day. "My transgender sisters. I'm celebrating you this National Women's Day," the Sunday's at Tiffany's actress said. One of her social media followers then asked Milano if she was transgender, to which she replied, "I'm trans. I'm a person of color. I'm an immigrant. I'm a lesbian. I'm a gay man. I'm the disabled. I'm everything. And so are you, Kirk. Don't be afraid of what you don't know or understand. No one wants to hurt you. We are all just looking for our happily ever after." Many of her followers knocked Milano for this, accusing her of inappropriately using marginalized identities that do not apply to her, a well-heeled white woman. Others just poked fun at her. Conservative commentator Michelle Malkin put it simply, "You're delusional." Milano, of course, apologized, saying, "I'm glad this tweet invoked conversation. I'm so sorry it offended some. I see you and hear you. But just a reminder, empathy is not a bad thing. Nuance is important and literal interpretation is not always intended. And I can identify with and not identify as. Both are powerful." The 46-year-old is a strong supporter of social justice causes, and often attacks others for their missteps on such issues. In January, she claimed that supporters of President Trump identified with white supremacy. "Let me be clear, I'm not saying everyone who voted for Trump is a racist. I'm saying that everyone who proudly wears the red hat identifies with an ideology of white supremacy and misogyny," the charmed actress said. "Everyone who proudly wears those hats gives a tacit endorsement for the hatred and the violence we've seen these past few years.